Listeners, hello and welcome to another in the series of Dashing History podcasts with me, Andrew Southam. And this week I have the pleasure of talking about a fascinating subject of the discovery of possibly the greatest ever Anglo-Saxon find in Sutton Hoo. This is a story that starts 83 years ago when self-taught archaeologist Basil Brown uncovered that greatest ever find. A wealthy widower, Edith Pretty, had hired him in 1938 to excavate some low grassy mounds on her estate at Sutton Hoo, now called Tranmere House, which is near Woodbridge in Suffolk. And Basil, who started work in 38, then a year later, and months before the darkness of the Second World War unfolded, he first unearthed an iron ship's rivet from the largest mound. Then he found another and another, until he slowly revealed the structure of a 27-metre-long Anglo-Saxon ship. Laying before him and his two helpers, who happened to be both the estate gardener and the estate gamekeeper, was an undisturbed 7th century burial chamber. So important was this find that professional archaeologists, alongside the Ipswich Museum, the British Museum, the Science Museum, Cambridge University and the government, all quickly moved in. In fact, two policemen had to guard the site. Not only did Basil and Edith find the richest grave in Europe, but their excavation transformed archaeologists' understanding of the Anglo-Saxons. And the story of the discovery and Edith and Basil's relationship is recounted in John Preston's 2007 book called The Dig, which was made into a hit film and released last year, 2021, starring both Ralph Fiennes and Carey Mulligan. This year, though, this year 2022, Channel 4's popular Time Team plan to unlock new Sutton Hoo secrets. Now, they've started again because increased public interest in history, partly over lockdown, inspired them to restart their programmes, which they last broadcast in 2014, through their official YouTube channel. So alongside National Trust archaeologists and Historic England, the Time Team will be using the latest scientific techniques which have really come along since their last broadcast, which means that they can survey the whole area metres down without disturbing the cemetery grounds. Going back to the story in August 1939, an inquest awarded all the finds that Basil had found to Edith, who very kindly gave them to the nation in probably the largest gift which the British Museum has ever received. Prime Minister Winston Churchill in turn nominated Edith for a CBE, but humble and modest to the last, she declined. War then broke out a few months later, and the finds were all stored underground at London's disused Aldwych tube station. Edith died a few years later in 1942, and the National Trust took over the site at the end of the last century in 1998. Basil, however, continued archaeological digs across Suffolk after the war, and he eventually passed away in 1977, aged 89. An annual memorial lecture is given for this farmer's son, who taught himself Latin and French and earned diplomas through night school in geology, astronomy and geology. Now, a mystery remains over who was buried in the ship, as acidic soil has completely decomposed their body, making studies like DNA study quite useless. Many experts, however, choose King Redwald, a powerful ruler from about AD 599 to AD 624 in East Anglia, what is today modern-day Suffolk and Norfolk. Now, Redwald fits the bill because he was a person worthy of such a high burial. He came from the right location at the right time, and around him were artefacts linked to a royal East Anglian dynasty. There are still other possibilities, though, possibly including one of his sons, or maybe a king from a neighbouring East Saxon kingdom, or even another visitor of high status. But a central clue, points to Redwald. Britain in the 7th century was converting slowly to Christianity, and Redwald was the first Christian king of the Angles. But he hesitated over whether to follow Christian or pagan custom, and rather hedged his bets by building a temple to both. Sutton Hoo's burial chamber has both Christian and pagan artefacts, which strongly hint at Redwald. Though, certainly for the foreseeable future, we will possibly never know. Whatever the answer, the find revolutionised knowledge about the Anglo-Saxon period. For in the burial chamber, we recovered 263 artefacts, which revealed a tremendous world of craftsmanship and cultural sophistication, rather than what was previously thought to be the Dark Ages of Anglo-Saxon times. And this is indicated by pieces like the famous iron helmet, which was modelled on a late Roman cavalry headgear, but is artisanship, which is really hard to match today. And then alongside that piece were found coins from the Merovingian dynasty, which is now modern France and Germany, and silverware from the Byzantine Empire, now modern day Turkey, all of which reveal extensive trading networks. And this is really interesting, and the find confirms the Anglo-Saxon way of life which was portrayed in the epic medieval saga Beowulf. This really was a time of warriors, great communal timber halls, and tremendous, impressive funerals, which were partly depicted in the recent animated fantasy film of 2007 of the same name, that is Beowulf, with the actor Ray Winston. And today, digs continue to make fresh discoveries, including a second ship, an Anglo-Saxon folk cemetery, and even people's bodies, which, rather gruesomely, were thought to be from the 7th century and probably were the result of executions. But so much more still lies beneath. For archaeologists have found tantalising traces of other cultures stretching across the Neolithic, Bronze and Iron Ages, besides Roman, Anglo-Saxon and later periods. Sutton Hoo's archaeology and engagement manager, called Laura Howarth, hopes that the new surveys, she says, will tell us more about arguably lesser known periods of Sutton Hoo's history and bring people's stories to the fore. And she hopes this will happen as more pieces of the jigsaw as to how the landscape has been used over the centuries are hopefully revealed. Well, all the finds I've mentioned and so much more are displayed in the British Museum and at Sutton Hoo. And the National Trust has published recently the online work of two amateur photographers, Barbara Wagstaff and Mercy Lack, who were there and charted the dig in August 1939. And the Trust and the Time team jointly will publish their findings mid-year to the end of the year. So I do encourage you, if you're fascinated by this continuous topic, do go to the British Museum. Do look online at the National Trust collection And do look at the original site at Sutton Hoo and be captivated by the Anglo-Saxon past. Until the next time, thank you.